Shalom Aleichem. In this series of Hasidic thought, we're going to dwell upon one phrase, one verse of the Zohar. The Zohar is a very famous book of Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism, and this phrase is like weird. So let's see how the Hasidic thought explains this verse. The verse says that the 248 commandments of the Torah for the Jews are like 248 limbs of the king. Who's the king? God, of course. But he doesn't have a body. He doesn't have limbs. What is he talking about? Like, besides that, does he have only 248 limbs? What does it mean? So the idea is like this. Let's look at our body, how it interacts with the soul, and we're going to understand what we're talking about. The body and the soul, the body is like limbs, like a vessel for the soul. But not just a vessel, but the idea is like this. Just as the eyes, like the globe of the eye, projects from the soul the capacity to see, just like the mouth projects from the soul the capacity to talk, just like the ears project from the soul the capacity to hear, exactly the same way, each commandment projects from God a specific energy related to that commandment. What that means is like this. Just as the body projects the soul inside the body and contains the soul, and not each part of the body can project any part of the soul. No, the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and so on. In the same way, each commandment projects a specific energy from God into the world, into your own body. That's why most of the commandments are with material things, because the point is to bring down godliness into the material world, not just to live godliness like in some kind of spiritual realm, abstract realm. No. The point is to bring down God. So the point is that the whole objective of the whole creation is to bring down God into this material world, because if God wanted like spiritual things, he would have created just angels, not human beings, and that's it. He doesn't need us. He has his spiritual realms and spiritual things with the angels, but he created us, and he created this material world in order to be down here. How is he down here? Through us fulfilling the commandments and bringing him down, just like a limb brings down the soul. In the same way, the commandments are the limbs of the king. What does that mean? Not that the king has limbs. Not that the king has a body. God doesn't have a body. But we bring him down to our lives and to the world by fulfilling these commandments. And this, actually, this idea should give us strength and should give very, very high levels of happiness when a person is fulfilling a commandment. Why? Because you are with God. You're together with him. You are bringing him down. You are fulfilling the whole purpose of why God created the whole world, just because you're fulfilling the commandment. So, the next time you do it with happiness, and say L'chaim.